Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the glorious Apostle St. Bartholomew, and also known as Nathanael in St. John's Gospel. In reality, we have little information on this saint. You know, besides being numbered among the 12 apostles, you know, mentioned in the Synoptic Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, tradition also has it that St. Bartholomew journeyed to India, where he preached and spread the gospel, and was eventually flayed alive and beheaded in Armenia. But despite the scarcity of information about him, as we see in today's gospel, St. Bartholomew, or as he's called here, Nathanael, stands before us as an example on how one's interior disposition and rectitude of intention are fundamental in responding to our Lord's call. And today's gospel shows us how his vocation was set in motion. You know, Philip offers Nathanael a meaningful invitation: come and see. And with the proper intention and rectitude of intention, he went and saw. Christ knows the hearts of men. St. John's Gospel tells us that he knew all men and needed no one to bear witness of man, for he himself knew what was in man. Our Lord, who knows the hearts of men, on seeing St. Bartholomew, said, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." So St. Bartholomew's vocation, just like each calling, our calling, consists in that wonderful intertwining of the divine initiative and the human response. But it all hinges on one's personal disposition to grace, because it is a personal response to a personal calling. The apostles, and likewise all Christians, are not so much announcers of an idea, but witnesses to a person, to a divine person who took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. This means that our knowledge of Jesus needs, above all, a first-hand experience. We need to go and see, that is, put into practice and truly live the faith we profess. Sure, someone else's testimony is important, for normally the whole of our Christian life begins with the proclamation handed down to us by others. You know, St. Paul says, "Fides ex auditu," faith comes from hearing. It's crucial. The invitation to come and see is crucial. But so is going and seeing, namely being doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves, as St. James says. So faith, when put into practice, is transforming. Faith makes possible authentic knowledge about God, which involves the whole human person. It is a sapere, that is, knowledge that gives flavor, gives life a new taste. It seasons our lives with true meaning, new meaning. And thus, knowledge of God through faith is not only intellectual, but vital. It's transforming. So today is a good opportunity to examine our dispositions and our sincerity in following our Lord, to see if there is anything that prevents us from following him more fully. St. Bartholomew, this true child of Israel, where there is no duplicity in him, stands before us as an example. And today he invites us candidly to live out our faith. And let us ask his intercession in this Mass where we don't only go and see, but as the psalm says, we taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise be Jesus and Mary.